Welcome to another episode of Hacker Voice Radio. You're listening to us on the 26th of April 2006. Your hosts for tonight are Blunt Lave and myself, Bly, the demon from hell,
El Diablo,
La Diablo. Come on, everybody, dance now.
Wap, wap, wap.
Can you keep up, baby boy? Make me lose my breath. And on that note, I welcome you to the show. It is indeed the 26th of April. That means it's a Wednesday. That means that yesterday was a Tuesday. So I hope everybody did enjoy Technical Tuesday. It was more like Technical Problems Tuesday due to things that were beyond my control. Later found out what exactly was the cause of the problem, and hopefully now it's fixed. So, sadly, we won't be joined by Dark Nature tonight, but, hey, that's life. We've got quite a bit of news to talk about, again, without fail. Our good friend LucasAid has posted up quite a lot of informaticus on the forums. So, he's got a question from Radical Edward. Apparently, he doesn't like just me on the show. He's asking, when is Scoby or Onyx going to be on the show? Well, why don't you ask them, you bastard?
Never, we killed them.
Yeah. Fine, then I'll just go. Fine.
Get out.
I know I know when I'm not needed.
Oh. And now, listeners, 50 minutes of silence.
Yeah. Cause without me ow. My ribs.
So here you found out what's going on with the ribs.
I did, yes. This is one of these big kind of mysteries that have been going on for the past few days. Caused me loads of problems. I think it was Monday. That show was just like fucking dead because I was so much in pain. I was like, trying to kind of muster up some sort of enthusiasm for the show.
And you were looking at porn.
Okay, I might have possibly slightly. You over exaggerating on the. It wasn't
and
really
porn.
It was. It wasn't technically porn. It was more like
odd,
weird stuff.
If it's got boobs in it, it's porn. Them's the rules, fella.
Okay. Well, yes, going back to where we started from, I found out what happened. I actually broke a rib, and I've been going without medical attention for like 4 days now, just kind of doobie-doobie-doo, walking around, and in general pain more or less all the time. Which is kind of like, it's now I know what's wrong with it. There's nothing I can do to, fix it. Because I can't exactly, like, put my chest in, like, a fucking cast, can they?
Nope.
No.
Cause broken rib, or a busted rib, or a bruised rib.
Yeah.
There's bugger all they can do.
Exactly. And it takes fucking long time to heal, so I may not be able to go up to Birmingham.
Oh, come on, I'll carry you.
Yay!
Planet, to the strip club! Carry me! Mush, bitch!
I need to get you a couple of those, what they call, things that go inside a horse's teeth.
I'm surprised you haven't already got those.
Stirrups.
Your weird, kinky sex life.
Well. You, well. I'm sure you'll see most of it when you come to stay over in your flat.
Please make at least some effort to hide it. Then I can just ignore it.
I'll try and make a considerable effort to hide it.
I'm not sleeping in the GIMP dungeon, am I?
No, but you will be sharing with someone.
Oh, great.
Because the funniest thing is, you're going to be sharing with Bob Plonker. And, well, apparently, Mark is going to be there as well. You know which one?
Mark, yes. Mark from IRC and the forums.
Yes, yes. And Bob. And you.
And
me. And Sapphire.
If I walk in and the Pulp Fiction soundtrack's on, I'm running for it.
Wake the GIMP.
But he's asleep.
Fucking wake him.
Oh dear. Give me nightmares. So did the doctor say how you busted your rib? I believe he did.
Yes. This is going to sound very, very strange.
This is why I bring it up.
Due to the circumstances which arose prior to me breaking my rib, I underwent certain temperature changes in my body, aka a shower, and then sneezed. Quite normally, and it made my muscles contract so fast that it actually broke one of my ribs. Not like snap, but like hairline kind of like snappy fracture thingy, whatever they call it. And so I went to the hospital, and there was no apparent bruising, so it wasn't like I was in a fight or anything. And I couldn't feel it straight after. I mean, I felt a bit funny, but I only felt it the following morning, like Sunday morning. I woke up and I was like, ah, fucking hell, what the fuck's happened there? It was weird.
So did the doctor come up with this diagnosis?
Yeah.
All on his own?
Yeah, he said, did you do anything before that, like did you have a shower or something like that, or were you cold, or were you out in the cold? And I'm like, yeah, I had a shower, I came out of the shower. So did you sneeze? I'm like, well, let me try and remember.
I don't remember every single sneeze.
Yeah,
forgive me.
Wait, I've got a book of sneezes.
Diary.
April the 21st at 6:30, I sneezed twice. Once at 4 seconds past the hour, and the other one 20 seconds past the hour. So, yes, I did.
Just sounds like a pretty weird diagnosis. Oh, okay, sir, you
have sneezed.
Pain in your side. You probably got out the shower and sneezed, you know.
Well, no, I mean, they did x-ray me prior to that. And they firstly saw a previous breakage of one of the ribs on my left-hand side. And on my right-hand side is where the new hairline fracture is. So he was a bit miffed. what was going on, and he was like, well, I can't see any external damage, as in somebody's like whacked me one or something like that, or I took a fall or a tumble or whatever. So that was the only explanation. And it's true, you can actually sneeze yourself to death. Like, the muscles contract so fast that they can, you can break a rib. So yeah, but I mean, enough of my ribs and shit. This is, you know,
it is just a really weird story. That's why I wanted to go into it.
Yeah,
the doctor bloody diagnosing you as, oh yeah, you came out the shower and sneezed. There you go. Get out.
Yeah.
Take some painkillers and go. I don't know. It amuses me.
It does.
It really does.
The worst thing is, as I started laughing, that made it fucking hurt more. Every time I laugh or giggle or whatever, or take a deep breath or sniff or sneeze, for that matter, it's fucking worse now when I sneeze.
I bet you're shit scared when you sneeze.
I'm gonna put myself out. You snap your spine.
You'll end up in a wheelchair, mate. You've got to get some anti-hay fever drugs or something.
Well, I must. I probably sneeze because I just came out of the shower. I was cold. And it'd be funny if like, you sneezed and like your leg just snaps in half or something. What happened? I sneezed. Okay. You got to watch out for those sneezes, mate. Fucking do, you're right.
What did you do? Sneeze through a megaphone?
You blew his brains out, man. I fucking sneezed. It's 100 miles an hour, I tell you that.
God. There's a lot of people in the IRC at the minute who've renamed themselves to some variation of GIMP.
Yeah, somebody's from called Bilal's GIMP. GIMP.
There's another GIMP.
And so forth. I think it's because we were talking about you Gimpness. Being sleeping in the GIMP room.
Oh dear. I'm getting scared. I'm starting to think there is a GIMP conspiracy. These guys know something I don't. Yeah. What's going on, fella?
I don't know.
We'll find out when you've got the ball gag in your mouth.
Yeah.
Weird.
We can do a live radio show with with you in the studio, but with a ball gag on. So what Planet said there is he really hates the government, and he thinks that Angelina Jolie's breasts are nice.
Yes. It's pretty much the same thing by now, isn't it? I can just phone this in.
Yeah.
I'm going to come up with one of those Tom Baker systems where you can just text in and Planet Label saying, Angelina Jolie's boobs are nice, the government's up to some tricks again, and I'm off. Night.
Yeah.
I can be replaced by a Commodore 64 at any time.
Why do you have as much processing power as one?
Nearly.
Yeah.
I used to have when I was a younger man, then I took too many drugs.
Isn't that just too true?
Oh, so sad.
So, yes, I thought we were meant to be doing a show here. It went horribly wrong. Phone users closer to internet mobile calls. Phone users will be a step closer on Wednesday, today, to being able to make on-the-move calls over the web in the latest effort by internet-based telecom firms to grab a share of the market from mobile operators. The US-based internet company, Vonage, and Wi-Fi hotspot operator, The Cloud, have linked up to launch a service that will enable Vonage subscribers who have paid for a specially enabled Wi-Fi mobile handset to make calls charged at landline rates from any of the cloud or MyCloud hotspots in the United Kingdom. Pretty interesting stuff there. You can still do this with Skype. You can just download Skype onto a PDA that has Wi-Fi enabled capabilities. Jump on a Wi-Fi hotspot and off you go, making, you know, voice over IP standard calls. Still a good little move, you know. Yeah.
It's nice to see it's been taken on kind of for the masses.
Yes.
This is the future of VoIP.
VoIP, VoIP. Surely they could have come, well, a better name for it.
Better than VoIP?
Yeah.
Like what?
I don't know.
Splat.
Yeah.
Spooge.
Something corporate.
No. Corporations are bad.
Spunk.
I've got spunk on my mobile phone.
I think it's great. It really works very well.
God help us.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't really exist now, does he?
No. Only in his big spaghetti meatball form.
Right. Windows Nag, Windows to counter piracy. Microsoft has enhanced its Genuine Advantage program in the US, Australia, UK, Malaysia, and New Zealand. That took some effort.
That's how they like it to be pronounced over in New Zealand. I prefer New Zealand.
That took some fucking effort to come out.
Oh, the times I've said that. I was sweating.
Oh, God.
So what's going on in New Zealand?
Oh, God. Sorry.
I think actually Dark Nature mentioned this a bit on last night's show, but...
What's that?
Sorry?
What did he mention?
The stuff about the new Windows pop-ups.
Oh, okay. Lost you there, mate. Lost you there completely.
I said balls. I said I don't know how it came.
Sorry. I just saw that ball gag thing.
Alright. Yeah, Dark Nature mentioned this story last night,
yeah.
But because we're having all kinds of technical problems,
yeah.
I know it didn't come out good on the stream. I don't know if it came back out in the archive version.
I didn't listen to the archive version, to be honest.
No, neither have I.
I didn't have any time to. Excuse me. Anyway.
But we will.
Yes.
But anyway, Windows are giving you all these new pop-ups if you're not part of their Windows Genuine Advantage.
Right.
Yeah, what a great advantage that is. That says when you log in, you know, this is not a validated version of Windows.
Right.
Naughty boy! You cannot now get the updates.
Yes.
From Windows Update.
Oh, you can get the updates for ages anyway.
You can.
No, you couldn't get them for ages. If you didn't have thingy-majig, you couldn't get it at all.
Ah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, no. Mm. You had to do the genuine check.
Yeah.
And once you did that, then you could get updates. But no, for a long time now, it's been like that. So wow. I just want to correct that, I guess.
Damn me and my foolish legal copy of Windows. I'm behind the times because of it. But now they're bringing up all these pop-ups and shite like that.
Shite indeed.
And I think one of the things that Dark Nature was trying to bring up was how it's your PC. The operating system on it may be illegal, but still, you bought all the parts, you built them, possibly. What right have they to bring in all these extra pop-ups and things, which is very much a kind of the bad side of the web,
right?
Where you've got all this shit popping up that you don't want. And now Microsoft are getting into that with, oh, it's not been properly validated with our people, and are you sure this is legal? If you grass somebody up, we'll give you a free copy. What do you say? That's something else they're doing. Yeah, strange. Strange, strange stuff going on there. Yes.
I'm so goth, I shit bats.
Yes, you are.
Yes. I love that, it's fucking hilarious. Isn't it, sir?
I would have to say yes.
The firewall in Windows Vista will be, by default, have half its protection turned off, because that is what enterprise customers have requested, according to the software giant.
V5 for fun.
The firewall will be set to only block incoming traffic, even though it will be capable of blocking outgoing traffic too. Microsoft also claims that configuring the Vista firewall to block outgoing connections from rogue applications and malware will require a varying degree of technical knowledge, depending on each user's security requirements. What does varying degree of technical knowledge mean? Do you just have to know, well, I don't need any ports to be open except for... okay, what do I need? I need web traffic. Okay, so I'll just open 80. Okay, that's all I need so far. Ooh, I might want to pop onto Skype once in a while. So... I just saw that in IRC. I'm solely a shit binary. I like that.
I have to applaud that.
I have to applaud it too. It stopped me mid-conversation. Mid-rant, you got me there, mate. I don't know who it is, but it's my bitch. Bilal's bitch is so lean. Okay, where was I? Yes, I mean, how much technical knowledge do you really need? If you work on the assumption of outgoing connections, let's say you just block everything. Everything. Fuck it all. Nothing's coming out. Mm. So, what do you need, really? Well, you need to browse the web, I guess. So, 80, allow. From time to time, you might want to, talk on a... some sort of messenger application like Skype, Trillion, or something like that. So, you might need to add those ports. And that's it. I mean, fucking hell, how difficult does it get?
Yeah.
Really?
I can't see how it's that difficult. And also them saying enterprise users want it to be half turned off. That sounds really, really strange. Surely home users, yeah, fair enough if they're, old granny Mucksmith from wherever and she's just got her first PC, doesn't want to be that confused by it.
Ah, granny Mucksmith.
Oh, she's a lovely lady.
She is.
Gives you worse. I went halfway into a Bruce Forsyth impression there. Worse, right, my love. What are the scores on the doors misfold? conveyor belt. Christ, can't remember where I was now. The enterprise users requesting that is strange because. Surely they want it all locked down.
Yeah.
Kind of the approach that they had in Windows Server 2003, which I thought was really good. Because you install it, and it's an absolute bitch. It just says, I'm not doing anything. I'm Windows Server 2003. I ain't doing shit, fool, unless you tell me to. If you want me to be a web server, you have to tell me to be a web server. Yeah. If you want me to be a domain controller, you have to tell me to be one. I'm not doing anything unless you tell me to be it.
Be a domain controller. No, fool!
Ain't been no domain controller, fool! Ain't giving out no DHCP. I've been using that a bit today, so it's kind of in the forefront of my mind.
Right.
But yeah, I think that is the approach that you need in enterprise kind of situations, in business situations. Lock it all down out of the box and then turn it on as you need it. You don't want to install an operating system. It's there with all the whistles and bells going, yeah, I'm running a web server, but I'm not telling you about it. Hey!
Yes, I've encountered that many times.
Yes. I think Microsoft did. That's why they changed their approach with the 2003 server.
Yeah. I'm doing all this shit that you don't even know about. I'm even running a mail server and you don't even know about it. And requiring no authentication for you to telnet into me and send an email. Absolutely none. That's why you're... fucking internet traffic's gone tenfold because some twat's using it to spam.
Bastards.
Yeah.
That's a whore of an operating system. All the ports open to anyone who wants to use them. Dirty operating system. Close your ports. Put your pants on. And make me
walk away in shame.
Yes.
Before I have to have sex with you.
Hang your keyboard in shame. So yeah, very strange. Enterprise users wanting that. Here's a scary story for you.
Okay.
Once there was an old house where an old witch lived. And she killed children and ate them. No. But nearly as bad is the story about the ID cards in Australia.
Oh, bloody hell.
Australia. I really thought they'd have more sense, the government over there. And I hope the people are rioting in the streets and setting fire to things. I don't think they are yet, but maybe they should. Just a little suggestion. So, from theregister.co.uk today, it says, having declared that ID cards would not be imposed on Australians, their Prime Minister John Howard introduced a biometric access card in its place. Australians will be denied access to health and social services from 2010 unless they have one of these cards. In avoiding calling the Aussie ID card an actual ID card, Howard has been able to give the impression that he has struck a balance between state security and personal privacy by only changing his rhetoric. Opponents are calling it an ID card by stealth. Well, not very stealthy. And there are many more reasons why Howard's plan looks every bit like that of its UK counterpart. Now, it will not be compulsory to have the card, the Australian newspapers quoted Howard as saying today, but it will be necessary for everybody who needs a card to apply for one. And they sum it up brilliantly here, where they say, like Britain's card, which is optional for anyone who doesn't carry a passport, the Australian card is optional for anyone who doesn't get ill.
Yes.
That is creepy. That's how you get an ID card into a country.
Have you not seen how, for some strange reason, we always regarded Australia as a very, very liberal country?
Yeah.
Very friendly. They like their kangaroos and their beer. And their butch women.
I don't know. Have a look at Neighbours. A lot of hotties in there.
Yeah, but the average Aussie work girl is a bit, you know...
I went out with an Aussie girl.
Was she a bit...
She was a bit... Nice girl.
Yeah. Anyway, before I completely put myself on the list of... next terrorists to kill for Australia. I've noticed a trend, especially in the whole kind of privacy and availability of information on the internet for Australian users. Now, we've had these stories of whereby, you know, they're going to be blocking all fucking porn. They're going to be blocking everything, like, just, like, completely locking the Australian networks down. And now this, with the ID cards, it doesn't... I don't know, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. It's like they've completely gone into this whole right-wing fucking rhetoric. And I don't know, is there any stopping them?
I think there has to be. This is not the kind of thing I think the Aussies will stand for. I went over there for a bit, and they were damn cool people. Very, very cool. I cannot imagine for 1 minute that they will stand idly by and take this up the arse. Because one of the great things...
They're Yeti women.
Yeti women. Good God.
Sorry. Go ahead.
can't remember where I fucking was now. One of the things I saw over there in Australia is they are kind of isolated from the rest of the world. You just got Australia out there, huge on its own. It's mainly concerned with like China and Japan, which is they're kind of their closest neighbours, and for a bit.
Yeah.
Stuff that's affecting us is being shipped over from the States. The States, you know, they don't want any foreigners anywhere in case they're terrible, terrible people. Mm. Possibly named Muhammad, because that is a name that many bad people have, as we stated a few days ago on one of the news reports.
Yeah.
So we're kind of getting the crap from America. Now, Australia is normally left alone, as I say, so I was hoping they'd bypass all this fear and paranoia. And for us, it seems to be jumping on the bandwagon with George Bush. He's doing all this crazy stuff. Oh, yeah, we'll do it as well. We're in this fight against terrorism, and yes, we're buddy boys with America and everything like that. Australia doesn't really have that. They were involved, I know, a lot in the fight against terrorism and everything, but for them, they're mainly just left alone. No one really cares about them that much. That sounds derogatory. I don't mean it that way. So I was hoping they wouldn't jump onto this whole paranoid fear where you've got to monitor your own citizens and all that kind of bollocks. But it looks like they're following suit, jumping on this bandwagon the same way as our government is. And it's very sad to see.
It is very sad to see, yeah.
I hope it doesn't work. I doubt it will. I just hope it doesn't work. I hope it doesn't work anywhere. Bloody hell. Taking your citizens and making them prove who they are. When they're law-abiding, tax-paying citizens, how many times have I said it? It's wrong. It's so simple. It's wrong.
Bah. 1984, mate.
Yep.
Here we come.
I think it's going to get worse than 1984.
Yeah.
If it carries on like this, we're all so fucked. Be more like the Matrix. You sit in a little pod and you charge up a bloody battery for the government so they can switch on the light and run two jags and shit like that. Stay in your pod, citizen, or else.
Or else what?
Or else we'll kill you!
Oh. Okay.
The government.
I'll just go and stay in my pod now.
Yes. Absolute madness. Yeah. Just a shame, like I say, shame to see it going on in a country like Australia.
It is. It's very shocking, very frightening that they're moving into those kind of dark paths. Oh,
Another thing as well, yeah. Calling it the ID card by stealth. I think that's... It's a bit, oh, that's just bloody hilarious.
It's a bit retarded, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just not stealthy at all. You know, the stuff they're doing over here is sneaky and slimy and kind of stealthy and stuff like that. It's all got the disgusting spin on it. But over there they said, right, we're doing an ID card. And everyone said, fuck off. So I said, okay, yeah, you're right. We're going to do an access card.
Yeah.
What's that then? Well, if you want to use the health system, or if you want to use social services, you need one of these. Otherwise, you can bollocks off and die. Either because you're ill, or because you're too poor. We don't care. So... That's not stealthy. That's about as stealthy as a bloody sledgehammer to the face.
Yeah, but it might be stealthy to the Australians. Because, you know, they might be just drinking a bit too much all the time. And they can't quite notice.
They're good people. I stand with them.
Well, sort of... Not quite stand. Slant to one side.
Well, I sit with them in the pub.
Yeah.
And rant about how bad the government is and slur my words with them.
Well, stealth.
I'm with you. Fucking bastards. What?
Artist. Held over scare. A woman artist was today arrested after a series of suspect packages caused a major security alert in London. The alert, which caused traffic chaos, was prompted by strange objects. Apparently meant to be the artist's installations, which were left in five places in Hammersmith and Shepherd's Bush. While the alert was going on, a 36-year-old woman went to a police station where she was arrested on suspicion of causing a public nuisance.
What kind of packages were these? Do we know? Can we get any pictures on them?
Let's see. No pictures.
Yeah, because she's going around leaving packages.
Yeah. I think she's a bit, you know...
Oh, bit of a mentalist.
Bit of a mentalist, yes. I haven't heard that term in ages.
I think I've just been watching... too much Alan Partridge. Mm. He's a mentalist! here we go. Right. One in Shepherd's Bush can... one in Shepherd's Bush, not Shepherd's Bus. Shepherd's Bush. Consisted of three cardboard tubes supporting a polystyrene altar on which stood some flowers and a note apparently lamenting the loss of Pelagius.
However
the hell you say that. Doesn't sound very terroristy.
It doesn't resemble a explosive device at all.
No, it's... I read that description and I don't feel scared. So... how can they bag that as a suspicious package? I mean, if there's some nutcase running around leaving brown paper packages, you know, under bins and near trains and stuff like that, Jesus Christ, she's lucky she didn't get shot in this day and age. But cardboard tubes with a polystyrene altar with flowers on it?
Come on.
Not unless terrorists are taking a whole new... kind of
approach to, you know, decorating their bombs in a nice way.
Yeah, maybe a hide in plain sight kind of approach. Yeah. You know, oh, we're just doing some art here with C4, fertilizer, and petrol. Yeah. Oh,
cardboard tubes. It's more like fucking, you know,
got some
blue pizza than anything.
Yeah,
sticky bag plastic.
Oh, look, Tracy Island.
Yes. Today, kids, we'll show you how to make a rucksack bomb. All you need is some TNT, some extremely sticky-backed plastic, and about a mile long of copper cable, some nails, and maybe... I'll stop now before I get arrested.
You sound awfully knowledgeable about these things. I'm on the phone to Scotland Yard as we speak.
So am I.
Hello, please.
Hello, Scotland Yard.
They're busy looking for polystyrene with flowers on it.
Some peanut butter, coleslaw,
and some bread.
And some bread.
Nobody move.
Mmm, tasty. Action to shield public after anthrax kills cows. Vets investigating the first case of anthrax in cattle in Britain for 4 years said last night that they had taken urgent steps to ensure that the public was not at risk of the potentially fatal bacteria. They acted after it was confirmed that two cows had been killed by the highly contagious infection. The case occurred on a beef farm in South Wales, the cattle being among five cows that had died on the farm in Rota Cayon Taff this month. Well, I didn't know that terrorists were now going to be attacking cows with anthrax.
They have a holy jihad against the cows.
Moo. That offends my religion!
How dare you, cow!
Moo. Jihad!
So they do actually mean Anthrax the Poison and not Anthrax the 80s metal band. It wasn't those guys coming out of retirement and attacking cows.
Yeah.
Because I haven't heard much from them for years, so...
Yeah, I think they got a bit of the anthrax.
Anthrax. They got offered some white powder after a gig and got more than they bargained for. There's a strange thing here. About flying on a plane while standing up.
Right.
And story is, airlines are considering introducing flights in which some passengers remain standing. It sounds mad, but it's not as mad as it sounds. Ever increasing competition has urged them to look at ways of fitting as many passengers on board as possible. And designers are looking at ways of strapping passengers to boards with ledge-like seats.
It does sound mad as it fucking sounds.
Originally, when I heard it, I thought they were just standing up in the aisles. Yeah. But, you know, it's okay. They're going to strap them to the walls.
Oh, yeah.
So,
as long as you're getting strapped to the wall, then that's fine.
As long as you're getting strapped to something, you're safe. Is this a sensible way to reduce the number of flights and for airlines to save money? This is on timesonline.co.uk, where they asked the question, would you consider flying standing class if the price was cheap enough? And there's a load of feedback here from people over the world.
Standing up.
Well, the cool thing is that all of these people, they are from... The people who've commented on this site,
right.
They are from very different places all over the world. So it gives me a chance to do stupid accents.
Go on.
Oh, yes.
Go on.
Now, Sarah Marquis from London says... Well, that's going to be rather sporting during moments of turbulence, isn't it? Since standing up on the train as it lurches and bounces can be quite stressful enough, the idea of doing the same on an aircraft does not appeal. Therefore, I would have to say no. And I put that stupid voice on because she sounds very posh. Because she uses the word sporting. Oh, yes. Standing on a plane sounds sporting. There's a bloke here from Mexico City. Should I do my Mexican accent?
Yes, go on. El nombre. Hello?
Hello, still there?
Yes, I said, yes, you should do it. El nombre.
Okay, thankfully it's quite a short one, so you won't have to enjoy it for long. Excellent idea! Why not stack the passengers on shelves head to toe? After all, it works for sardines. And that was Phil Lynham from Mexico City.
Who has quite a lot of experience with sardines.
See? There's a woman here from France, Sarah Haig from Montpellier in France, that says, I can't remember how to do a French accent.
Oh, François, je me dis.
Oh, si. No, that's Spanish still. Oh, oui. Right, that's
oh,
French.
Oui. Oh, oui, monsieur, blah, 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 blah.
Le bicyclette, senor. No, I'm going back into Spanish, damn it. She says, oui, what an absolutely ghastly idea. It just shows how low you can crawl in contempt for the passengers who provide the airline's profits.
You British pigs.
You stinky English pig dog.
I spit in your general direction.
Your father was a hamster. Why not strip them naked to lighten up the aircraft too? They could always buy what they need from little stands at the airport on arrival. I just sound like a Muppet now. Considering how expensive the taxes are, even before you pay for the ticket, you'd have to pay passengers to take up such an uncomfortable sardine class. Sarah also likes to mention sardines as well as Phil from Mexico. I'm going to stop there because that's rubbish.
Come on, what else?
There's a short one from a guy in Singapore. Oh, let's insult
Come on, do it,
well.
Do a Singaporean one.
Maybe if we insult everyone across the world, yeah. Then it'll even out and it won't be racist. I don't know. Yeah. He's got a short one. It says, April 1st was 25 days ago. I've never been to Singapore, but... I'm just assuming that's how they sound. I'm terribly sorry for
hilarious.
Posh people in London, French people in France,
no,
the Mexicans
on.
And the Singapore.
No,
people.
Do carry on, that's awesome.
That was it. The only other one's an American and Ionix will probably throw things at me if I impersonate them.
Oh, I've never laughed so loud on the show before in my life.
I'm just trying to do it to make you crack a couple more ribs.
Probably.
Sadist.
Then you have to bring a bit of pepper along.
Yes. Make you sneeze. Your leg will fall off.
I'm not made of fucking Lego. He's like, do the USA.
To the USA, God.
Well, he did.
Ooh. Planet does America. The American woman, she's got a lot to say, as they all have.
Wow!
I suppose I could throw in the occasional, oh my God. Shall I do it?
Yeah, go on then.
Complete them off.
Do a bit of it, yeah.
These are like the only ones. I'll do the first couple of sentences. Never in a million years. Flying is hard enough on the body. I have worked in the travel industry for 20 years, and this has got to be the most lame-brain scheme I've heard in ages. Airlines need to wake up to the fact that it costs X amount to transport someone from point A to point B. They need to stop trying to undercut the cost of travel to the detriment of their employees and traveling public.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw, monkey lover. Margaret Scott from Richmond, USA. God bless you, madam. And I apologise if you're listening.
You do a great Little Britain impression.
Do I?
Yeah.
When's that happen?
When you just do it now, when you said, oh, blah, 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 Margaret Scott from USA, God bless her.
That's my normal voice. I have to put the accent on for the folks at home.
Yes.
Yes. But yes, that's flying, standing up, as commented on by people all over the world. Nice little bit of international flavour there for Hacker Voice. Hope I didn't upset too many people. If I did, please send your complaints to Belial at hackervoice.co.uk.
Yes, please do, because I'll never read them.
Please do, I have a very good spam filter.
Yes. If it says complaint in any part of the sentence or subject, it is almost automatically blocked. Or, I hate you, I will kill you, or anything like that, automatically blocked.
Death to the infidel.
That's why
deleted.
I think... That's why I think people love me. And I don't get much mail.
That's why we get no feedback. Yeah. It's all bad.
It's called selective response. Did you get that email where I said you were a stupid idiot? No. Well, you are. Well, send it again, yes.
Send it to somebody who cares.
Yes. Damn. Damn, dog!
Hoot
nanny. Hoot nanny!
So, what else have we got in the news? As this is a very newsy, serious show tonight.
Very newsy, very serious show.
Bong!
Trevor McDonald. Oh, gosh. I can't work out how to fucking change the password on this thing. Oh no, I worked it out now. Woohoo.
And the weather at 10:30. Here's a weird story.
Yeah, right, sorry.
Probably seen it. Hopefully a lot of people have already seen it. It's all over the BBC. Charles Clark. And another fine mess he's got himself into. The Home Secretary... rewind. The Home Secretary... The Home Secretary has said he will not resign after it emerged that 1,023 foreign prisoners have been freed without being considered for deportation. Charles Clark said he did not know where most of the people were, who included 3 murderers and 9 rapists. He admitted a growth in foreign prisoners had led the Home Office to taking its eye off the ball, or not doing their job. Either of those fits it. The Liberal Democrats have accused the ministers of incompetence. The Tories are demanding Mr. Clark answer to Parliament. This is from yesterday's news. It's actually hotted up a bit today with people jumping on the bandwagon and saying, you should resign, sir. You've been bad. And people just throwing more shit on the fire.
Yeah.
But the cool thing about the BBC, they do these lovely little rundowns of the news story, and I like it because then you have to read less. But out of the 1,023 prisoners who have been let go, they include 3 murderers, 9 rapists, 5 paedophiles, 7 people convicted of other sexual offences, 57 convicted for violent offences, 2 guilty of manslaughter, 41 burglars, 20 drug importers, 54 convicted of assault, and 27 convicted of indecent assault.
Right.
And that can only come up to, tops, what, 200? So that's a list of 200 out of the over 1,000 criminals they've just let go.
Yeah.
Not a very clever move, if you ask me. You know, letting criminals go. Call me controversial. I think it's a bad thing.
Out in the wild.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just saying, you know, it's all right. Bugger off.
See you tomorrow.
I know a lot of people might disagree with that.
Yeah. What, like the criminals?
Yeah, those 1,023 people running around raping, murdering and burglaring people.
Burglarizing.
I'm sure they'd disagree with it, yeah.
Yeah.
That is over a 7-year period, by the way, between February 1999 and last month.
Yeah.
1,000 prisoners.
Blimey.
In 23.
They don't fucking get around, do they? Well, be careful. Carry a knife or some sort of, you know, lethal protective weapon on you.
And don't talk to foreigners.
Yes. Especially those ones with moustaches. Can't stand those fuckers. Anyway, we need to close the show off.
Okay. Apologies for any foreign listeners. Just want to say that.
We've been very racist during this episode.
I have.
No, I don't think we've been racist. I think we've just been British. Yeah, that's it.
That's much better.
Yes, we've been...
Mish money penny.
I think we've been standing up to our blood rights. No, I don't know.
Something like that.
Something along those lines of just generally being a right cunt.
That's our motto at Hacker Voice Radio.
Generally, yes, being...
Generally being cunts.
Generally being cunts.
.com.
9to5.com. Hello, welcome to Cunt FM. You're listening to your host tonight. Cantus Maximus Meridius.
I am Cantus Maximus Meridius, father to a murdered child, husband to a murdered wife, leader of the something or another,
owner of a murdered dog.
It got run over by a car. Yes.
Chariot.
A chariot, yes, yeah. With wheels and a horse.
Bastards. Where's Oliver Reeve?
I don't know.
He was in that film.
Ah.
That's why I mention it. It's not just a random thing I do.
Where is he?
Oliver Reeve. Where is he, damn it? Oh, he's dead.
Oops. Damn him with his deadness.
Nerve.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yes, let's close it off. Good night.
Let's put this thing in the shoebox and bury it in the garden.
Emails, radio@hackervoice.co.uk. Goodbye, me.
Yeah, I'll see you around, me. Bye. Come to town, come to save the Princess Zelda. Gone and put her away. Now the children don't play, but they will. When Link saves the day, hallelujah, now Link. Fill up your hearts so you can shoot your sword with power. And when you're feeling all down, the valley will come around. So you'll be brave and your disease is power. Save the day. But God, it is great. So now I feel it's great. And now I hear shall be.